Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 179 of The 80%. Today, we have Chase Yap of TwoTradeAsia.com as a guest. We reviewed the year that was and talked about where the Philippine market could go in 2024. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in. And now, on to the show. For today, we have a very special guest. Of course, si Chase Yap of TwoTradeAsia. Hello, Chase. Kamusta?
Hi, Fitz. Thank you so much for having us, for having me. And we love what you do. And it's so great to see you. Thank you.
Sa mga nanonood at mga nakikinig sa atin. No? Sino ba to si Mr. Chase Yap? Can you introduce yourself?
Sige, thank you. Hi, so my name is Chase Yap. I am a stockbroker here in TwoTradeAsia, the first stockbroker in the Philippines. Originally, I was born in Davao, so Bisaya ako. But now I work here in Manila. We've been in the brokerage business under F Yap Securities is our parent company for 50 years now. Actually, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary ngayong this year. So I mainly handle our operations. I make sure that all of our trades tally at the end of the day para hindi kami kasi we do need to pay PSE. I also overlook the research team to make sure that everything is in line, and I also make sure that I'm updated myself. And then lastly, of course, the customer service side. That's one of the main driver namin, because we understand that it's people's money, pera ng mga tao, and so it's very sensitive. It's so hard to pagka wala kang makausap, tapos pera, syempre, paminsan nakakakaba. So we understand that, and that's something that we really focus on. So you can reach us 7 days a week. We've made it 7 days a week,
really?
Because we understand some people have work and they're not able to check their investment. So you can reach us 7 days a week. Not 24 hours, ha, but 7 days a week. Somebody should answer you on social media or even email.
You mentioned na nasa research team ka rin. You also have your role there. And recently, naglabas kayo ng inyong market review and outlook. And I hope we can talk about this. Particularly, ang title nyo nung annual outlook report nyo is Hunt for Bargains. So, bakit Hunt for Bargains ang 2024?
So, if you notice, a lot of the, of course, we picked certain sectors that we feel will outperform for 2024, pero yung mga companies within that sector, ang mapapansin natin talaga if we go through the outlook is that yung bargains, it's due to valuation, aside from the story of the sector we think is quite bright, the valuation is even parang around na pandemic levels yung valuations natin right now. So that's why that's the title, Hunt for Bargains. There's also other stocks that has significantly gone down ngayong 2023 na feeling namin baka may para konting bright spot din naman. So valuations aside from, there's stocks that have really been beaten down ngayong 2023.
Let's look at the executive summary na pinakita ninyo, no? So sabi ninyo dito, 2023 in a nutshell is more bearish. And yes. What can you say about that? Bakit ba naging bearish ang 2023?
Well, a lot of factors talaga this 2023, but mainly it was the inflation and, you know, the Fed having to increase our interest rates ngayong 2023. Mm-hmm. So it made it a lot more expensive para maghiram ng pera, which is what, you know, large companies used to expand. And then, you know, it's also expensive for consumers like us to maybe purchase a home, purchase a car. So, bababa din yung consumption natin. So, parang siyang, it's like a cycle that really affects everything. And then, due to all of those issues that we have in terms of globally and on the economic side dito sa Philippines, we were downgraded multiple times by big index like yung mga Morgan Stanley Index, the MSCI, the FTSE. These are big agencies that a lot of funds follow. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's, you know, it's a cycle also. So that's why the bears really won the 2023 battle. So we think that the pandemic itself, hindi na masyado. Mm-hmm. We think that mobility was one of the key issues and, you know, people are traveling again, or at least, you know, traffic na ulit masyado, di ba? So we don't think that the pandemic is the main issue anymore. However, mm-hmm. yung things that, you know, led to the parang what we came out from the pandemic. So there was a lot of cheap money during the pandemic. That's why ngayon we're trying to rein in yung inflation natin. Hindi lang cheap money, tapos maraming governments pa namigay mismo ng money. Like even in the US, yes. I heard they were giving out, I'm not sure, but I heard they were giving out like $3,000 every month.
Yes. Yes, as much as that, no? Grabe.
Oh, so there was really a big, so what we are experiencing now was also somewhat caused by the pandemic.
Let's go to the 2024 PSEI target, no? So, okay. Ang best case scenario nyo is 7,400. So, ang usual na tinatanong kasi sa akin is, sir, ano po bang mangyayari sa stock market ng 2024? Aakit ba siya? Sideways ba siya? Or bababa siya? So, what does your team see happening sa stock market in 2024?
So, we usually provide that parang bracket, you know, different, but what we, yung best namin is the comfort zone namin, which is at 7,000, between 7,000 to 7,300. So we think that we are gonna go back to yung high nung 2020. I believe sometime this year, the first part of this year, like January, February, we were quite strong because we were still in that recovery mode. And so I definitely think 7,000 to 7,300 is where we are comfortable. And with that being said, yung assumption namin there is that by second half of next year, may simula na siguro ang cut ng interest rates. One or two cuts starting ng second half of 2024. So that one we think will lead to the 7,000 to 7,300 case.
And lastly, sa mga industry picks niyo, no, you said na mga magagandang sectors for 2024 are yung property, banking, power, gaming, and holdings. But if you're going to pick just one, ano ba yung sa tingin mo yung pinakamaganda ang potential dito sa limang ito?
Hirap pa, just hirap one. All right. But I think yung so far yung mga good valuations na nakikita namin are it used to be in properties. So just
okay.
Like maybe 3 months ago, it was the property sector. Like Ayala Land was still trading around 25, 26 pesos during that time. Ngayon 33 na eh. So because of the interest rate na expectations, there's totally nag-total 180. But we see a lot of value in holding companies. So we like
holdings.
We really like companies like Ayala Corporation that has, you know, a very nice wide-ranging exposure when it comes to a steady income in Globe Telecom, you know, a strong, because nandyan din yung banking na topic din namin. So, you know, they have BPI, they just acquired Robinsons, and
yes,
that comes with a digital banking license. And I think, you know, I think they're headed towards a good direction. They also have Ayala Land, which is, you know, the premier name when it comes to property. Yes. And of course, they also have an up-and-coming Ayala Energy, which is committed to 100% renewable energy. And if you just mix all of that together, for me, it's a great, great mix of steady income from, you know, things like Globe in a mature market. You have Ayala Land, who can really take advantage of the possible rate cuts that's gonna happen. And then you have AC Energy, which has just an amazing story when it comes to, you know, the growth that we could see. So another one is GT Capital. So GT Capital just recently, because nag-delist na si Metro Pacific. So now the only way to invest in Metro Pacific is through GT Capital. I think GT Capital owns about 20-something percent of it. Mm-hmm. So what's in there naman is Meralco. You also have na mention natin, mobility is now back to pre-pandemic levels. So, you know, they have a very strong toll roads. They own NLEX and SLEX. NLEX and SLEX. I mean, that's, if ever you want to leave Metro Manila, those are the two you automatically have to use.
Yes.
And then GT Capital also is the owner of Toyota as well as Metrobank. Diba? So I think it's a very, it's a nice mix of infrastructure with a bit of banking and steady even automobile, we think will benefit from a lower interest rate environment. Of course, how can we forget SM naman talaga is, you know, like SM is SM.
SM is everywhere.
The largest most valuable company in the Philippines. So I don't think you will go wrong with SM. They're dominant in the retail space, dominant in the banking space. I mean, who doesn't have a BDO account? Totoo lang. So and sometimes those types of market leader really deserves a premium, or at least sila yung pinaka strongest when economies do start to recover.
Natin i-discuss lahat nung nandoon sa report, and kung interested sila na i-check yung buong report, of course they have to be part of the Two Trade Asia family. And they can, the first step would probably be to attend a free stock market seminar, and they can do that at bit.ly/2TradeAsia. They can just go to the link, they'll go to my website wherein they can see the link to sign up for an account with Two Trade Asia, and also sign up for the free stock market account. Yeah. But if you want to do your research, you can go to 2TradeAsia.com and learn more about the company. Baird, can you tell us a few words kung ano ba nangyari sa index noong 2023, and ano yung sa tingin mong mangyayari sa 2024? Because I know a lot of people who are just investing sa mga index funds or buying FM ETF because ang hirap din kasi mag-stock pick. So, lalo na yung mga beginners, they prefer index funds and yung FM ETF, no? Particularly. So, yes.
Yeah. So, in terms of the, you know, we have 20 losers sa index, and we have some strong winners. Like, for example, Bloomberry, they're back to ano na, yung casino revenue nila is almost back to pre-pandemic levels na, and hindi pa nila nakuha lahat ng mga VIP players nila, so there's still a lot, some room to grow there. Plus they're opening up their Quezon City, and so we see a lot of nice story when it comes to Bloomberry. So very selected stocks yung mga umakyat, and same goes with GT Capital. Again, BDO being the market leader, and Meralco. Usually naman in times of weak, yung mga defensives ang mga malakas eh. So Meralco has been able to maintain their cash dividend. Their revenue is still, you know, even on a down cycle ng economy natin, you know, we still need electricity. Sometimes yes. You'll see maybe the volume go down by 2%. That's already quite big for ano. So something like Meralco really attracted a lot of people, a lot of funds, a lot of money this 2023. Of course, there's some very big losers talaga, you know, Converge saw a bit of a small dip in its ano, in its subscriber. Parang hindi, like a slower growth. And mm-hmm. I think what happened was during the pandemic, I think they were a very strong winner during the pandemic because during the work from home, schooling from home, I heard they got a lot of customers that were, because they're also, I think they're very competitive. I think they're cheaper yata, or at least during that time, they were offering packages that are cheaper than Globe mm-hmm. and PLDT, you know, at least, and it's a fiber optic infrastructure. So they were big beneficiaries of that. However, I think we saw a significant decline in its growth in terms of noong 2023, back to school na, marami yatang nag-cut ng internet nila because they don't need it anymore. And it's quite costly. Diba? So that's one of the main reasons why Converge. But we still believe in Converge na story. We think that, data is still quite important. And yun nga, they have a strong backbone naman in terms of infrastructure. So... yeah, I think if they can continue to compete, I think they'll be I think they're solid naman. Except yun nga, we did see yung stellar growth nila nung 2020 during the pandemic, 2020, 2021, 2022. We did see it slow down significantly. Mm-hmm. The likes of AC Energy, ito naman, there was some property dividends that was issued by Ayala Corporation, which mm-hmm. for some people or for some funds, let's say wala naman sa plano mo to hold Ayala Energy and nakakuha ka ng Ayala Energy at zero cost, then sometimes mm-hmm. you would take some profits. I think it's normal, especially in this type of market where it's That's hard right. to look for gains. So yun. So but yes, 8 gainers, 20 losers. The Bears definitely won. I think yes. if there was something for me to looking at this and then to planning ahead, I would be looking at some of the main gainers, because you don't want to lose on the winners. These winners are winners for a reason. So they are good companies, they've got good strong stories. So I would continue looking at these gainers. Hindi porket nag-gain na sila ayaw mo na sila. It's never I think that's a misconception in stocks that you always want the cheapest. You want the ones that are the strongest, not the yes. cheapest, not necessarily. Yeah. But then also... Yeah,
very good point.
Also, there are also some nice takeaways on the losers. So I would continue investing on the winners, but I would be selecting some losers also. I think may hinighlight kami dyan. Those companies are in our watch list or parang... tinitignan namin sila. So you'll mm-hmm. notice AC Energy, we believe in that story. We Converge, we think is all right. And Globe is still quite steady, we feel. And sana mag-IPO na si GCash, we think that's gonna be a big boost. So at least may mm-hmm. konting storya doon and may catalyst. Sometimes that's what you wanna look for when it comes to these losers.
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Izanagi. Are you looking for a smart, hassle-free way to grow your money? Then check out Izanagi, your ultimate tool for passive income in the world of forex trading. Izanagi is a supervised, automated trading program from the Philippines, and it's like having a financial expert working for you 24 hours a day. Izanagi uses smart algorithms to analyze market trends and make lightning-fast trades, maximizing your profit potential. Imagine making money while you focus on your career, take care of your business, spend time with your loved ones, or simply while you enjoy life. With Izanagi, you have a trusted partner who can provide regular passive income for you and your family. no need to stress over market fluctuations or closely monitor economic news. Izanagi and the team behind it does it all for you, so you can relax and watch your earnings grow. So join me and other smart, savvy young professionals who have already discovered and unlocked the power of Izanagi. Register for a free account at bit.ly/openizanagi. That's bit.ly/openizanagi. bit.ly/openizanagi. All small letters.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Upcoming or possible IPOs na excited tayo for 2024. You already mentioned GCash. Meron pa bang iba na mga IPO na pwede nating abangan for 2024?
I think one of the most awaited would be SM na REIT. So diba nung I think only 2022 when we started to have REITs. And REITs is a very, very amazing tool because you can really take advantage of, you know, dividends and compounding your dividends. I mean, that's how Warren Buffett became a billionaire. You know, he started investing in 14 and he didn't turn billionaire until around the age 60 or 60 something. But after noon, because he lets his earnings compound, after that dire-diretso na siya. Parang every year it's as if like there's a 1 billion na siyang kinikita just on dividends alone. So definitely REITs is one of the best. Is SM REIT, I think that is a premium name. Anytime SM and a REIT by SM, I think, is something that is very exciting. It has a very strong portfolio. And I think SM really commands, parang kunyari ako, I want to open up a kiosk. You know, my dream is to have a potato corner kiosk, yung mga ganun na kiosk. I think I would want to be in an SM or where the walk traffic is just really high.
Yeah, sa mga nakikinig sa atin sa podcast, ang mga prospective IPOs and preferred shares na mention dito sa report ay yung Orca, which is a logistics company, Enstar, PFR, which is Enrique Rason's infrastructure arm. Of course, yung GCash and SM REIT. Tapos merong CREC, no, City Corps renewable energy na company, Ovia Land, which is a real estate company na naka-focus sa South Luzon, no? Air Asia, Viva Entertainment, Metro Pacific Tollways, and Metro Pacific Hospital. But among these, we are most excited about GCash and SM REIT. Can you talk about a recap of what happened sa REIT? Because REITs are actually very popular among beginner investors because they like the idea of getting dividends regularly, no? And a lot of people who are also, sabihin na natin, don't have the time to analyze specific companies in the stock market, they either go for FM ETF, And then if they have extra money, they go for REITs. So ano ba nangyari sa REITs and ano ba yung outlook natin for the REIT market in 2024?
So we love REITs because by law, they're required to declare 90% of their net income as dividends. And also, minomonitor siya very carefully in terms of the assets that can be put in there are the ones that are quite mature na, yung may mga nagrerenta na, marami ng hindi naman yung parang bago-bago lang. So, we're very excited about that. It's usually the most prime locations yung nasa REIT. And, you know, you're guaranteed a 90% net income na dividend. So, this year, 2023, we also saw quite a lot of declines when it comes to sa mga REITs, especially because, diba, REITs nga is based on dividend yield, so it's based on how much money they pay you. So it's usually in a percentage, in a percent. So usually, at the start of the year, the REITs were paying about between 5 to 7%. And the thing is, when interest rates started to go up, pag mag-time deposit ka lang, kaya mo na din makuha yung 7% na yun. And
yes.
So, you know, there was a lot of risk off when it comes to sa REITs. Kasi kung ako, bakit pa ako kailangan baka mamaya wala pala silang walang nagre-renta sa kanila or hindi pa bumabalik. Like some of the office, di ba, they still have some vacancies. I think it's still at the mga 9 or 10. And they used to be fully leased out before the pandemic. So yun, I think yun talaga ang main nakalaban is that I can get, for no risk, I can get a 7% return on my time deposit. So bakit ko ipailalagay dyan? And during that process ng 2023, medyo bumaba din na yung mga presyo nitong mga REITs. And now we are seeing some of them at about 8%, 8.5% na because bumaba na din yung presyo. So for 2024, we think that the current yield ng mga REIT is very attractive. Again, assuming that by second half of 2024, we might see the mga rate cuts na. So, yung mga time deposit mo, you won't see those returns anymore. So, medyo yes, kailangan ka na din magplano for that. Because, you know, yun nga, nag-swing na. Sometimes you can get an 8% na rin dito. And then, the other one, yung outlook mo naman sa isa is, baka bumaba na. So, I think REITs will play a big part in portfolios this 2024.
Yeah, to end our discussion, let's talk a little bit about the coming Chinese New Year kasi it's also something of a big thing sa Filipino culture, no, yung parating na Year of the Wood Dragon. So sabi dito sa report nyo, ang Wood Dragon, it signifies growth and progress. Game changers. It's about passion, innovation, creativity. It represents green life and vitality. So very positive. Ano ba yung mga naririnig mo sa mga peers mo tsaka sa mga ibang mga kakilala mo na really into feng shui and all this, no? Ano ba yung sinasabi nila na pwedeng i-expect natin sa Year of the Wood Dragon?
Well, so far, yung mga kaibigan namin, everybody's rushing to have a dragon baby. Everybody's trying to get pregnant. So this is our first time including this slide, or at least something to do with Chinese horoscope. But it's really because there's so many people asking. I think you're right. So many people asking, or at least wanting to start a business because nga it's wood dragon na, you know, it's something to do with energy, fire, you know, it's wood dragon, you know, with the fire. So
na wala naman tong guarantee, but sinasabi dito sa inyong report na sa Year of the Dragon, some of the sector stars is technology, no, AI, robotics, green energy, digital assets like crypto, gaming, water, tourism, agriculture, fashion, media, entertainment, and mining. So particularly gold and nickel. And in my case, I would probably have a watch list of these sectors. No? Hindi naman ibig sabihin, sinabi ito yung maganda, mag-invest ka kagad. So we have to be also realistic. At least we have a starting point. Yun yung lagi ko sinasabi. There's nothing wrong with listening or reading about yung mga outlook. May it be from an economic, from an economist, from a stock analyst, or from a feng shui expert. But at the end of the day, lahat itong mga outlook na to, it's a guide, no? It's not a order, no? It's not a command na dito ko mag-invest. The smart thing here is to create your watch list, no? Gawa ka ng watch list na titingnan mo how are these stocks moving, and if you see some potential upside, then go ahead and invest there. So yun lang yung ating gustong iparating sa mga nanonood at sa mga nakikinig sa atin.
Just to, ano lang din, may I add? So, usually kasi, an investment strategy, it's very personal. Totoo lang. That's why the way that I explained some of mine too. It has to be based on your beliefs, your assumptions, but also kung saan ka komportable. Kasi kung hindi ka komportable, either magmamadali ka parang, oh, konting profit lang, ayoko na dyan, or like, Or sometimes, you know, you cannot handle the volatility if it's not something that you really believe in or that you're comfortable with. So I think that's very important. Each strategy is their own. It has to be the ones that you believe in. You maybe, you know the story. You believe in that story going forward. So yun, it's quite personal. It's quite personal. Mm-hmm.
Maraming salamat, Chase, sa mga senior mo, and also for taking the time out to do this recording. If people are interested with 2TradeAsia, how can they sign up? Where can they learn more about the company? And also, ano ba yung mga current projects na ginagawa ng 2TradeAsia ngayon?
Sige. Thank you for this opportunity, Fitz. And thank you so much, everybody that's gonna be watching. Hopefully, we can help. So, here at the TradeAsia, you can open an account for free. Just visit www.2TradeAsia.com. And it only takes 15 minutes to do so. It's like opening a bank account. We are also SEC registered, you know, AMLA regulated. So also, we'd like to, we're happy to announce that we're currently doing a testing phase as required by SEC inside the Maya app. So if you are actually a customer of Maya already, then you can do the application process even shorter. It just takes 5 minutes na lang because you've already submitted your ID. So yung mga tatanungin na lang namin as required by AMLA would be, you know, what's your investment experience, those type of things. So please, if you already have a Maya, our platform is free there. Just click on the stocks na button, and then you get to choose. You choose 2TradeAsia, and then nandun ka na. You can get real time data. It's the app within the Maya app. So, and I think one thing that I really like about it is that we are integrated seamlessly with Maya, where I think the digital banks nowadays, I think I'm getting 6% from my Maya savings.
Yes, mataas sa Maya.
No, mataas. Tapos kaya mo ba siya paakyatin all the way to like 10% or 14 pa nga yata based on things that you do.
Yes.
But so far, parang naabot ko 8 pa lang. Parang ang laki kasi nung kailangan gastusin yata. But I think the way we've structured it is that you can really maximize your money. So, you know, pag hindi ka pa ready mag-invest, nagde-decide ka pa lang, iwan mo lang sa Maya savings mo and earn 6%. Once you have, you're decided, you're ready, then to TradeAsia app, i-click mo lang yung buy, and then directly you can already deduct it from your wallet. So, hindi mo kailangan mag-deposit muna at naka-iwan lang siya doon. You can really maximize your money as much as you want.
if they want to learn more about 2TradeAsia, of course, yan, they can go to 2TradeAsia.com. And doon sa website ninyo, meron na rin links doon papunta sa mga social media accounts ninyo. And yes, of course, pagdating sa Facebook, they can just always send a message there and someone from your customer support team would definitely answer and help you with your inquiries. So thank you very much, Chase. Thank you, everyone. And goodbye and have a
thank you
nice
very much.
Rest really of the week.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Maraming salamat ulit kay Chase Yap of 2TradeAsia.com for being a great guest. And I hope we were able to give you guidance on how and where to invest in 2024. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.